This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Dr. Psych Mom Show. Today, we're going to talk about this idea that doing chores turns women on or doesn't, and why there is a disconnect in how men and women think about this, and why some angry men always think women are lying about everything, etc. So before that, please do subscribe. My most recent subscriber episode was why if your wife has never experienced sexual frustration, she may think that you are coercive. So that is a really good one for you to subscribe for. And of course, you get 150 other episodes, which is a lot of content for $8.99. Okay, so when women say that doing chores turns them on, they do not mean turned on in the way a man means turned on. They do not mean that a man doing chores literally makes them wet. And this is when men say turned on, they mean I am hard. I could have sex now. I am turned on. I am ready to have sex. That is not what a woman means by turned on. She is meaning it very colloquially. Like it's a turn on to see him with my kid. You think that she is feeling physically aroused to see him, you, with the kid, the baby? No, that's not what happens. The baby's in that picture. She's not going to get physically aroused looking at her own baby, you know? So think about it. When a man says turned on, he means spontaneous arousal. This is the exact thing that I explain in myriad forms. When a woman means turned on, at least within a long-term relationship, she means able to access responsive desire. Even if she's like 99% of women, she has no idea that that's what she means because she, like 99% of men, don't know what responsive desire is because our education system does not teach anything about sex and people are very sex negative in this culture and, you know, science is something people don't care about, et cetera, et cetera. But whatever. The point being that what most women mean is, when I see you doing chores, I feel so positive about you. And also, I am less tired because it's less stuff that I have to do. It is less mental work. You know, so many women talk about the mental load. It is less physical work. And therefore, and I feel like you're a teammate. I feel like I'm in a good marriage. I think I'm a lucky person. And I feel like this was a good decision to be married to you. And thus, later, I am looking forward to being intimate. When, of course, the only thing that, as always, will actually turn me on is touch. Foreplay. That's what responsive desire means. You touch her physically and she responds, as distinguished from spontaneous arousal, which is getting wet. This does not happen to most women unless they are ovulating and they see a hot man all at the same time on vacation after a drink, you know? I mean, within long-term monogamy, being spontaneously aroused is not the default, right? Just like at older age than that, because men are about maybe 10 years behind women on like the aging thing, men don't get spontaneously erect anymore. I mean, you remember you were 14 years old, you'd get a spontaneous erection, right? Or 16 or 18 or whatever. See a hot woman, you get hard. Most men don't feel like that unless they're constantly fluffing with porn all day, you know? So after you get older, no men in their 40s, really. You could go to Starbucks. The barista could be super hot. You're probably not going to literally get hard. You're going to be like, that's a hot woman, you know? Good, great. There's another hot woman over there. But that doesn't mean that you're going to be literally gasping for air because you're so aroused around these hot women. You're used to there being hot women in the world and you're older physiologically. So the point is that that is what women mean by turned on. They do not mean, this is not a bait and switch. There's so many angry men on the internet talking about a bait and switch like with the honeymoon stage. This is not a bait and switch. This, and so then some guy on my Facebook comment said something like, well, if women don't mean turned on like aroused, then they shouldn't say it. I'm like, that is just like saying that a man should not say, I can't wait to see you later, unless he literally expects her to think that he means, I cannot wait to see you later. It is impossible. Thus, I am leaving work immediately and I will see you in 20 minutes. No, that's not what he means by can't wait. And that's not what a woman means by turned on. Turned on means this is positive. I feel good. I feel warm and fuzzy toward you. This doesn't mean that that chore play, and now I see if men really thought this, because I got this from a Facebook comment that a man thought that this is what it really means and was upset that his wife, in fact, I guess, does not get physiologically aroused by chores like he thought she was saying that she did. But the point is that chore play is not foreplay with chores. There is no replacement for foreplay. And for a sexual blueprint woman who doesn't like foreplay, who only likes intercourse, because there are some women like that, then nothing is a replacement for sex. She starts to have sex and then she gets turned on to have more sex. But either way, unless somebody is very kinky and they get turned on by other things that are not sexual, in which case they would need those things, then, you know, to get turned on, they are not getting spontaneously aroused by chores unless the kink is you doing chores, which would be a pretty good thing for a woman to pretend, but it isn't true. And I don't know, you know, why. That would be a very small subset of the population. My husband also pointed out when we were discussing this that maybe men think it's like women it's like when men look at women and they're turned on by the woman doing chores because they're turned on by the woman doing anything. So they think, all right, well, I know she's not turned on by me just sitting there, but maybe it's a subset of that. Maybe she's turned on by me vacuuming, you know? Like I'm turned on by her sitting there, vacuuming, cooking, looking out the window, driving the car, anything I'm turned on by watching her do it. So maybe it's like that for her, but the subset is only chores. But it's not. The thing is none of that is right. Unless, again, you're a new honeymoon stage partner, at which point anything you do from chores to reading a book to going to your job is a turn on because she's turned on. Or unless she's like 18 years old, 25 years old, she's turned on basically all the time because, as I've said so many times, she is a young, fertile breeding animal. So, you know, like that's what young animals do. Like they have sex. This is like I saw before our you know, extremely anxious culture took over. There was some movie I was watching and somebody, you know, an older character, and that was always people in their 40s, right, who looked in the 80s or 90s the way that people who are in their 60s look now because the, you know, guideposts for what we're supposed to look like are always, always shifting. But anyway, so somebody said, oh, they're teenagers. All they want to do is have sex. Now, that used to be understood. That used to be understood that teenagers are horny. They always want to have sex. Nowadays, it's so narcissistic. The 40-year-old parents think that they're supposed to have a better sex life than their 17-year-old kid. I see this constantly. The 17-year-old kid is supposed to be basically still seven. That's how they're supposed to act in terms of their sex life. They're supposed to be completely, basically still like a child. No understanding that they're supposed to developmentally be at really their sexual peak. And then the parents are supposed to have the awesome sex life in their 40s. This is never how things were. This was never, ever what it was supposed to look like to be a human being or to have a certain trajectory of aging, right? The aging, as you get older, you were supposed to have less sex. And as I talk about, that's normal, right? And the peak is when you're very young. So when somebody's very young, then of course a girl can get turned on by watching him do chores or watching him do anything. But, you know, once you're together long term and you are older, then the spontaneous arousal just doesn't work the way that it used to. It can for a brief time again if you're older and you get into a honeymoon stage, then you could feel like that for a little while, but it goes away, you know, pretty quick. As I said, 18 months to 3 years after certainty is resolved, meaning that you are committed. Your body just is like, okay, well, I guess I had enough sex with that person. I want to go breed with somebody else. And you do not have that overarching main effect of young horniness to carry everything. So when the honeymoon stage drops, then people go to wanting sex. You know, most women I don't know, once a week. That would be like a baseline. Once a week, maybe twice a week, maybe once every other week. This is kind of like the range of what women within monogamy in their 40s plus would want generally, unless they're much higher libido or they're with a new partner. So the point being here, when your wife says something turns her on, do not think that this means that she is spontaneously aroused and able to have intercourse at that moment. That is not the case. What she is saying is, you are getting me in the mood to be close to you by doing something nice and loving. And so I really want to do, you know, I want to do something you want and that I will start to like, given responsive desire, because I feel like you are being a team player. I feel like we're in a happy family. I'm kind of proud of us. Look at us doing this. We're doing so well together. We're doing these chores. We're going to the pumpkin patch. You're being a good dad. I feel close. And part of being close is having sex. And once we start, I know I'll like it. That's what kind of a healthy marriage would look like, given responsive desire. Once we get close, I know that I'll like it. Right? And so many women say this, you know, oh, I didn't want to have sex. And then like, you know, I tried and then we did and then I liked it because of responsive desire. So it's not like men who know that they are aroused prior to the encounter. And I discuss this all over my podcast and all over my posts. This is responsive desire. And I even have a podcast on, do high libido women have responsive desire? Yes, usually within monogamy, they do. Unless they're on a fuckload of testosterone, in which case they have more spontaneous arousal like men, you know, but everybody can do that. You know, there's side effects to that too. For a lot of women, if it works for you, awesome. Then you'll feel like a teenage boy forever. But the point is that even high libido women within monogamy and over with age, they also don't feel spontaneous arousal all day. You know, instead, they're like, oh, I can't wait to be close to him later because I know that's going to be good for me. And then that woman might think it a few times a week, you know, versus one time a week versus only one time a month if you're very low libido, right? Only when you're ovulating. So that woman, and you know what? With age and monogamy, et cetera, a woman even who's high libido may still not want to do it at night, because her testosterone is the lowest. So you could have a high libido woman that at night looks like a low libido woman, you know, or during the day looks like a low libido woman because she's so tired. Or, you know, like she could be a high libido woman, but only if you guys have sex in the morning or only in the afternoon or only on, you know, the weekends. And then she responds a lot and wants to have sex like multiple times over the weekend. But during the week, she's, you know, doing her thing with kids and getting up early. And she has to get up at 5 a.m. and she goes to sleep by 10. This is a busy time of life for most people, you know, and that coincides with what are we supposed to do? Like evolutionarily, we're supposed to raise our children to adulthood. We're supposed to replace ourselves, you know, in the species chain. So our drive, once we have kids, is not to have more kids. Except when we ovulate or when we see a new partner that would be good to have kids with. So people, I can't seem to say this stuff too much because people love to take things personally and they love to feel like they're completely in control of their destiny and that people could just decide to be aroused or people could decide to stay in the honeymoon stage forever. If somebody says that they could stay in the honeymoon stage forever, you know, like ask them what they're smoking or like ask them what Santa and the Tooth Fairy have to say about it because that's just not real. It's just not real. It's like saying every time I go to work is going to feel like my first day on the job. Every time I eat a ice cream sundae, it's going to feel like when I was a tiny baby on my first birthday and I, you know, tasted ice cream for the first time. It's just not like that. Life is not like that. There is a novelty effect. As I've described numerous times, there's the Coolidge effect for both men and women, where for men, refractory period increases with the longer that you know the partner. And then if you put in a new partner, there's a novelty effect. And of course, that's with age as well. Refractory period increases for men. So this is not just a woman thing either, obviously. Time comes for everybody. Everything changes for everybody over time and as novelty goes away. Of course, that means you can still have a good relationship. It's just not going to feel like a honeymoon stage relationship, which is completely normal, obviously. and it will wax and wane. And within a healthy relationship, a man will understand that he can do things to, quote, turn on his wife, but that's foreplay. And aside from that, if she's saying turned on, she means mentally turned on. And mentally turned on means I am happy with you. I feel like you are a good person, a good guy, a good husband, and that's a halo effect. So when I feel like you're a good husband, you look cuter to me, and I want to have sex more later, which still requires foreplay no matter how much Swiffering you did, and I just feel happy with everything. And that is what a woman means when she means I feel turned on. Plus, she's not exhausted because she didn't do all the cleaning herself. And if she did do all the cleaning herself, she's going to hate you because she's going to be very resentful and feel very tired and wonder why you were sitting around while she was doing that. Unless, of course, you were doing something else that was also for the family. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed this, and I will talk to y'all soon. Have a great day.